Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
A podcast for Bonnarooians by Bonnarooians. Welcome to the What Podcast. I'm Brad. That's Barry. That's Lord Taco. It is amazing that it is. We've made it through spring and summer. It is post-Labor Day, and we're still talking about Bonnaroo. It's almost lineup release day at this point, Barry.
It will be soon, won't it? Yeah.
Yeah, right about now is when we're like, I wonder who's going to be on the lineup next year.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I said, when we hit June, it was like, yeah, start worrying about next year. Forget the fact that we didn't have it.
Speaking of the lineup, I wonder how the compilation of the lineup for 2021 is going. Some byproduct of a conversation I was having with somebody who is a fan of the podcast and also has some ties into the thing. When I say the thing, the industry, his opinion, and I'll leave him nameless, is that Tool is a complete goner for next year. But for everybody else, it should be pretty stable, the lineup. Now, I will throw this out because I know that I've been beaten up because of how much I love Lizzo. If you look at the lineup, if it just carries over from one year to the next, seeing if we actually have Bonnaroo, I think that they need to replace Lizzo. And now, I don't know if she's going to have a new album. I was told that she was, but nothing's going to carry the zeitgeist like that last album did. And imagine a year and a half after her hit. Right. She's now the Friday headliner. You know, it makes sense, and I would defend it to the hills last year, Lizzo being your Friday headliner, but I don't know if I can defend it in 2021.
That's a great point. And it kind of gets to what we've talked about earlier, especially with Jeff. Was it Jeff Becker? That whole putting things on hold. You know, they labels, agents, all that, they plan for just like what you're talking about with Lizzo. They plan for that album to hit and be hot,
right,
and then do the festivals.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's been such a pause, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing that's going to kill, you know, a lot of these bands. We've talked about it before. Lizzo's moment is sort of over.
Yeah.
And God love her. I love Melissa, but that moment is over. She's going to have to create another album that catches the zeitgeist as much as the last one did with, you know, songs like Truth Hurts and Good as Hell and Juice. Does she have it? Yeah, maybe. But, you know, we saw the second time around with Macklemore.
Yeah.
And how much of a bust that was.
Exactly.
So I don't know. So you're going to have to replace Tool, and in my opinion, you're going to have to replace Lizzo. And so it begs the question, who replaces them? And my argument is going to be the easiest possible band that you can find. Remember when they had to replace Pearl Jam or whoever? I can't remember who they replaced the last minute. Oh, it was Mumford and Sons. Remember the year Mumford and Sons had to cancel? And they replaced last minute with a buddy of the guy that books the festival, Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
And that was an easy fit because he plays the guitar, and he can walk on stage, and everybody knows who he is.
And if you remember, who was it told us? He answers the phone.
He answers the phone.
That's why he got the gig, because they knew he'd answer the phone.
And so you got to think about, okay, so who fills a Saturday night, and it's easy to just slide in if somebody were to call and ask.
I go back to what I said on the last podcast. My Morning Jacket.
Yeah. You know why? Because they answer the phone.
They got a new record. They're the perfect Bonnaroo band.
They're the perfect Bonnaroo band. They have a huge following. Right. They fit perfectly, and nobody is going to complain if My Morning Jacket gets slid in there for a Saturday night. Now, it won't be Tool, but it works.
I was thinking about this the other day. The one act that I really wanted to see and really want to be on there next year is Miley. I really want to see her, and I'm not a particular fan of the music. You know, I could probably tell you two or three songs, but I really wanted to see her.
You know, that is such an interesting artist that you bring up compared to what I just said about Lizzo.
Yeah.
Because Miley hasn't had a hit in damn near a decade, but yet you know the show that you're going to get is going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be an absolute rip-roaring
hit
parade, but yet that stands the test of time. But I'm arguing that Lizzo can't stand a year without a cycle.
Well,
that's a little strange.
You know, you said it yourself, though. Lizzo sort of caught lightning in a bottle this past year. Miley's been around forever.
That's a good point.
Been doing a pretty good job with her online videos. She's been doing some covers of, you know, Billie Eilish and some other stuff that, you know.
Man, you're getting into that stuff, aren't you? This quarantine thing has gotten you watching.
I never leave this chair, man. Which we should mention. You know,
man,
you didn't even mention the background.
You're in Taco's bus.
I'm in Taco's bus, which I took my own chair with me all the way to Ringgold just to be in the bus.
When did you do that?
Now, is he sitting across from you, Taco?
We're not
telling. Does the bus have two back windows? I can't really figure this out.
Exactly. We're not going to tell.
Can't really reveal that.
All right, so here in a second, we've got a Patreon to talk to and get their idea about what, their Bonnaroo 2020 would have been if they're coming back to Bonnaroo 2021. But before we do that, I kind of had an idea that we should do on the show and maybe even expand it as, you know, the next lineup comes out, when and if that actually ever happens. What if we fantasy football drafted Bonnaroo bands? Bands that have played the festival, artists that have played the festival, will go around the room and we'll try and see who has the best fantasy football Bonnaroo team. What do you say?
I love it.
Now, I got this idea from the world's leading sports expert, Lord Taco.
I love sports.
Yeah. Well, I was doing it. So Bonnaroovian, our friend Kyle, the Bonnaroovian, he had a fantasy football draft, and he gets me to play in this league every year, which, you know, God love him, but, you know, if you've ever done fantasy football, there's a million different ways that you can score, and there's a million different ways that you can put your team together. His settings are the strangest settings of a fantasy football league I've ever had, and while I was doing this fantasy football draft, I said, why don't we just do this for Bonnaroo?
Yeah,
this should make a Bonnaroo team. So I've got everybody's cards here, and we'll just go around the room. We'll draft a team, and then we'll let the What Podcast listener figure out who has the better team.
I like it.
And of course, they're going to pick me.
We'll see. Are they going to use our phone thingy, or are they going to email? How do you want them to vote?
Our phone thingy? Well, I mean, I guess we can do it. We can do a Twitter poll.
Oh, okay.
I think we do a poll.
I like
okay.
it.
Taco like knows it. How to do polls.
I know all about polls.
Okay. All right, let's see. Here's the problem. How do you pick who drafts first?
It should be me.
That's not how you do it.
I'm older.
Okay, that's not how you're supposed to do it. We're supposed to flip a coin or pull a number out of a hat or something.
Yeah, write down three numbers and then hold them up. I don't care.
Yeah, but who gets to judge? Who gets to hold the number in their head?
I'm thinking of a number...
All right, we got a rock, paper, scissors. Okay? We got a rock, paper, scissors. All three of us. Here we go.
All three of us?
On three.
All three of us at once. All right?
All right.
One, two, three, go.
All three. Look at that. What are the chances?
Do it again. All scissors. One, two, three.
Rock.
All paper.
Rock.
All right, so Barry's out because paper covers rock. Now it's me and Taco. Here we go, Taco.
One, two, three.
I think we did all that wrong. Okay, anyway, Taco.
You said on three.
Taco goes.
I know, I did.
All right, I'm third.
I got the second pick. Taco's got the first pick. Barry's got the third pick of the Fantasy Football Bonnaroo Draft. Here we go. Lord Taco, your number one pick is?
All right, so just to be clear, we're just picking headliners or just any band?
Any band that's going to compile the best team of five that
Paul McCartney.
You can put together. Okay, that's pretty easy. Paul McCartney, your first draft pick. See, this is going to be the hard part. The second pick is going to be the hard one because, you know, there's two obvious ones. There's two obvious ones right after McCartney for, you know, maybe the second greatest artist to ever play the festival. And you really could flip a coin and pick, but I'm going to choose the one, the show that I like the best of the two, and I'm going U2.
Okay.
No. Bruce Springsteen. Sorry. I misspoke. Bruce Springsteen. I'm taking the boss.
Oh, man.
Those are the two. I thought it was U2 and Bruce Springsteen. I'm choosing Springsteen.
That makes it harder on me.
Leaving you two on the table there.
I know.
You two's on the table. There's a lot still on the table.
I know.
Is anyone writing this down, by the way?
I am writing it down, yes. I got everybody's draft cards in front of me. So Taco takes Paul McCartney. This first round pick, I've got the boss for my first round pick. Now it's to Barry Corder.
I'm going with My Morning Jacket. It was either them or you two.
My Morning Jacket for a first round pick.
They're the perfect
Bonnaroo.
You are
giving Taco.
I know.
Maybe the strongest top two that you could ever give.
We're going to see.
All right, Lord Taco, you're number two.
I'm also banking on our listeners.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's like we mentioned, you know, you're not necessarily picking your favorites, you're picking what is going to win.
What's going to win? That's true.
What's going to win? Who's going to vote?
Taco's going to be strong, no doubt.
Yeah, it's going to be very strong, Taco.
I mean, well, I'm kind of at a disadvantage because I've only been to two Bonnaroos, but if we're just picking from any band in the past, I don't know. How about there's like a little Irish band that played one year. How about you two?
You two. All right, good pick. I didn't see that one coming.
I don't know if you've ever. It's kind of a deep cut.
Yeah. That must have been one of those cafe acts that you saw one year. I think that the best second round pick here for me is going to be a artist that's been there twice that everybody wants to come back. It was the one show that I might have missed the first time, and the second time I didn't appreciate it the way that I should have. That's why I'm begging for them to come back again. We would have seen a version of it this year. I'm going Radiohead with my second round pick, Radiohead.
That's a good one. I'm going to go Widespread Panic.
Oh. You are hamming this up right now. You are literally just trying to pull. You're like the Chili's of Bonnaroo Fantasy Drafts right now. What can
I'm going
I get
for the
just
win.
The most people in the building that's not offensive?
I'm
Jesus.
Going for the
All right.
win.
All right, your third round pick, Taco.
Let me pick one that I did see, and that's Gambino.
Oh, man, this is strong.
Yeah,
this is really
good.
This is a really strong starting lineup so far. It's going to be hard to beat. Taco's going to be very, very hard to beat. A third-round pick for I need an artist that can fit what Taco is bringing to the table. Taco's got a very, very strong...
Yeah,
strong lineup.
He's got a good name. Good name lineup.
And you know what else he did with his third round pick is he switched the game a little bit. He went and took our first almost hip hop headliner. He turned it. Childish, not necessarily hip hop, but you know you're getting a little bit out of the rock world, and it makes me want to change my philosophy here to try and get the top hip-hop artist that's on the board, and I'm going to go Eminem. Going Eminem.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Barry Corder. I can't wait for your third round pick to be String Cheese Incident.
No, I'm torn between another hip-hop rap act, a now dead act, and an act that I didn't see but that still gets so much conversation.
All right, before you pick, I know exactly who you're going to pick. Taco, write down who you think Barry Corder is going to pick, and I'm going to write down what I think Barry Corder is going to pick, and let's see if we are correct. Because I know how his brain works, so I've got mine.
I'm torn between the three, but I'm going to go with Petty.
Tom Petty.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to pick a hip-hop act. I was torn between that and the other.
I knew it was going to be Petty. I'm surprised, honestly, you didn't pick him first.
Thought about it.
I thought that was going to be your number one.
Thought about it, but I also thought he might be around longer than my morning jacket, but maybe.
Sure. Taco, your fourth-round pick. You got McCartney, you got U2, you got Childish Gambino, very strong top three.
Yeah, for sure.
Very, very strong.
Well, I'm surprised Barry didn't pick this one. Fish.
Yeah, I was hoping Fish was going to make it next, but that's really good.
I just couldn't do it.
Why? You've already picked two.
I like Widespread. I'm not a big Fish fan.
But it's not who you like.
I know.
It's you're making the team.
It's the
I didn't one even or go the to two. The Eminem show. I hate it.
Yeah, either of the two is good. Taco's got a strong lineup.
This one for me, if it wasn't going to be Fish, my backup plan was Tame Impala. Tame Impala for my fourth round pick. Barry Corder. Here we go.
All right, I can't wait. I'm going to go with, the show that I didn't see that I made more fun of than any in the history, and people still talk about it, Lionel Richie.
Wow.
I know.
You have a very different philosophy of doing this than I I could have even crafted my brain to figure out. Lord Taco, round out your team. Your starting five, your front five.
My last pick is John Prine.
Huh, okay. You know what I like about the fifth round pick is it's sort of like the one that you hold dear to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that you can... You don't really need a top headliner. You can choose a show that you... probably love and remember the most. And that's sort of where I was originally going to go with my fifth round pick, but I've got a few options here. And although my first inclination is to go with a show that I absolutely love with all of my heart and it went so underrated, that Sturgill Simpson show was damn near one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen on the What stage. It was that in the Black Keys years and years ago when the Black Keys came out and had two guys on stage and put out as much sound as Arcade Fire did the night before with 11 people on stage. Sturgill did it with three guys, him being one of them, nothing but white lights.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. And mm-hmm. The sound explosion. It was like he said, "Screw all of this. I'm going to show what I can do."
It was a in your face mic drop for 90 minutes. There's no doubt
about
it.
Yes, it was. That's right. That's a great way of putting it.
The best part was the T-shirt that he wore too.
Yeah, who the fuck is
who the fuck is Sturgill Simpson?
Oh yeah. You know, so that's my gut. My gut says that, but I'm going to go with my favorite show of all time. The greatest experience at Bonnaroo I've ever had. Does anybody want to guess? Anybody have their guess here?
Fish.
Yeah, I was going to say McCartney's off the table.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, it's within two. It's LCD Sound System or it's Alabama Shakes. I'm going to go with LCD Sound System.
Yeah, they were definitely among my choices. So that leaves me then with Beastie Boys.
Oh,
it's good.
I totally forgot the Beasties. You know, that is a very, very strong way to finish, Barry, considering your first four were total duds.
we'll see.
Very strong finish.
I feel good about my picks.
You always do.
I know.
We've done this before on my radio show.
I know, I did it. And I got confident. I got thumped because none of your listeners were older than 12.
All right, let's go through everybody's team. Taco has Paul McCartney, U2, Childish Gambino, Fish, and John Prine. Brad's got Bruce Springsteen, Radiohead, Eminem, Tame Impala, LCD Sound System, Barry, Starting Five, My Morning Jacket, Panic at the Disco, Tom Petty, Lionel Richie, and Beastie Boys. I'm really irritated about myself choosing Eminem over Beasties now that I think about
it.
Wait,
you said Panic at the Disco? Where'd that come from?
Oh, I'm sorry, Widespread Panic. I just wrote down Panic for you. I run a rock station. I only think of Panic at the Disco. The other Panic. 25 times a day.
The other Panic. All right, there that's good. Go. That'd be interesting. So,
I think they're all good.
Twitter poll and see who wins. And maybe, you know what, we do a fantasy draft again for everybody but what stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing but no which or what stage at.
We could do several of these. Yeah, we could do
so tense only
with acts that were biggest surprises for you, you know, or ones
well,
you never knew
because,
of.
Because so many artists have gone from tent to what stage and which stage. So we'd have to, I think we'd have to do nothing but which and below.
Okay. No, I
can't do what artists.
No, I think that's fun. I'm just saying there's lots of different ways we could mix this up.
Yeah, that leaves out Alabama Shakes for me. I can never choose Alabama Shakes ever again because, you know, they went from 10 to what stage?
Yeah,
all right, there you go. Vote along. Let us hear what you think. And Twitter, the what_podcast on Twitter. Now,
that's us.
Yeah, and before we jump in with our Patreon and check in with another Patreon, why don't you run through some of our fine Patreons?
Oh, no, I'm not ready for that. That's a great idea, but I'm not ready for it.
What have you been doing in that bus all day, Barry?
I've been getting ready for our Patreon. I've got so many emails and Skype things with him that we have to make work. So,
Well, I'm so glad that we are prepared.
You got the list too, there, Mister.
I do not.
Yeah, you do. I've sent it to you every week, so you can't do this to me.
Taco, how's your koozie game going? What do you got on your koozie?
This is the What Podcast koozie.
Oh, how did you get one of those?
You gave me one.
Oh. Well, how would I get one if I don't get one from
you
Brad?
You know, we just mailed them all out to our Patreons, and they signed up at patreon.com/thewhatpodcast.
Do you know what else they got? For certain levels, got a What Podcast mixtape from one of us.
They sure did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But are we going to redo the levels? The levels got to get a little updated, don't we? Yep. We got to change that up?
Yeah, we got to come up with new merch, I guess. We've already done like a t-shirt, sticker, koozie.
Yeah. Speaking of koozies, here's my favorite koozie of all time from a band called Oozing Wound. Nice. And it says, Oozing Wound, get high, fuck, destroy. That is my favorite band of all time.
Is that an indie fuck band?
Yeah, indie fuck.
You want to see mine?
Okay. All right.
Guess where I found it.
I don't know.
The bathroom at the Moxie.
Okay. Why are you collecting things from public restrooms?
No kidding.
Well, it was, you know, before we were all worried about germs and stuff.
Oh, before then.
Before
okay,
before times.
Pick up random things from public
That's
bathrooms.
Correct. And I looked down.
Hotel bathrooms, even better.
Yeah, pick this up from the hotel bathroom. Favorite koozie.
Have you
next
washed
to the
it
what?
Yet?
I was gonna. I didn't want to ask. What's the answer? Let me read some of these Patreons, and then we can get Phil on the phone with us. And by the way, it reminded me, there's a couple of you guys, if you haven't gotten your swag yet, there's a couple of questions I need answered. I've got them, so go to look in the message boards, and I'll send them to you.
Barry?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Barry?
Stop it.
Are you okay?
Karen
is everything
Cheat.
Okay, Barry?
Timothy
you
Proctor.
Seem, you seem in a bad mood today.
No, I'm in a good mood.
You seem down.
Do I?
Yes. He's in the bus. How could be? How could he be down?
Yeah. We're doing a podcast.
He's in the happiest place on earth.
I just picked the winning five acts in our draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just seem a little down.
No.
And I didn't know if it had to do with your performance.
No. Karen Sheets, Timothy Proctor, Aaron Carlson, Liesl Condor, David Grimes, Phil Hanley. That's who we're going to talk to here in a minute. Chloe Hannon. Benjamin Wells, Tori, Musical Antlers, Mary T, Skylar, Melanie, and Jesse Feldman, Parker Reed, Dan Sweeney, Joshua Herndon, Lauren Edholm, Nick Yeatman, Tyrone, Nick's one of those. Please check out the message because I need to get you your stuff. Tyrone Basket, Evan Brown, Ross McNamara, William Richards, Clay Wilhoit, Sean McCarthy, Ryan Mathewson, Chelsea Davis, Lucy Young, Jason Hazelbaker, DK, Linda Doles, Jacob Marty, Andrew T. McBride, Justin Nigro, David Soleno, Catherine Riccio, Meredith Rittman, Daniel and Charlotte Horton, Sean McCain, David Henson, Brooke Tussey, and Ella from Signal Mountain. And Russ, we have two new ones, right? Madison.
Whoa,
and,
two new ones.
Well, relatively new, yeah.
They're not on my list, new.
Madison Hudzico and Riley Benson.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, guys. Welcome
Hi,
to
guys.
Yeah, appreciate
Hi.
It.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the team.
All right.
Let's do some Patreon chats. Hey, Phil, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on the What Podcast and being a fellow Bonnaruvian. Before we get going here, and I want these two to zip it and not say a word. I want to get your unvarnished opinion of what group of five Bonnaroo artists do you think are the best, okay? I'm going to read you three different groups of Bonnaroo artists, and I want you to tell me which group is best, all right?
All right.
Group one, Paul McCartney, U2, Childish Gambino, Fish, and John Prine. Group two, Bruce Springsteen, Radiohead, Eminem, Tame Impala, LCD Sound System, or group three, My Morning Jacket, Widespread Panic, Tom Petty, Lionel Richie, Beastie Boys.
For me, that's easy. It's number one.
See, I knew it. See, this damn first round pick is good. It's Barry. When Barry chose you, didn't choose you two, that screwed everything up.
Everything up.
You gave Taco, so we just did a fantasy draft of Bonnaroo bands. And Barry decided to, instead of picking U2 with his first round pick, which is a no-brainer, he chose My Morning Jacket. And it just gave Taco another golden bullet to shoot us with.
That's awesome. No, I would have chosen group number one because of McCartney and U2. U2 back in 2017, I was so excited to go see that for the Joshua Tree tour. So that's the one that really put me over the edge.
It's like if you were to like have an actual fantasy football team and you got to have Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes on the same team. It should not be fair. It's not fair.
Back when I used to do fantasy stuff, I chose all Boston Celtics just because I was a Celtics fan.
Good fantasy football
We were
strategy.
Terrible. It was basketball, Good. But we were terrible. Okay. We got beat. But I chose favorites, so whatever.
Sure you did. Of course you did.
Whatever.
Welcome to the show. Tell us how many Bonnaroos you've been to.
I've been to seven Bonnaroos now. I started going in 2013, and 2020 was going to be number eight. But, of course, here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've gotten a good chunk of them. I think that the seven is a pretty magical number. What was the first year? What was the moment that it got you? What was the moment you said, all right, I'm all in?
2013. Go back to McCartney. Year was awesome. So my friend and I came down from Minneapolis, which is where we live, and we drove the 12, 13 hours it takes to get down, and we had car troubles. We had all sorts of bad things happen to us, but we still had a blast and continue to come back every single year.
Like jail? How bad was it?
Not jail. No.
Yeah, no jail in Coffee County. Good.
No, not good. That bad.
Good. Is it the same? You go with the same guy every year, or do you have a whole different crew?
He and I have gone every single year since 2013, so 7 consecutive years. And in and out, we've had friends come. One of my close friends came our second year in 2014 because he's a big Kanye West fan, so that was entertaining. And then the following years, another one of our friends came, and then 2017 for U2 year, it was just him and I again. Last year was our big expansion, though. We had a large group of people come with us last year because the lineup was so diverse and growing. And I have a group of friends, as well as myself, that is into electronic music. So we expanded our group from that.
How did that change the dynamic? Was it better, worse, different? What was it like?
It was different, but it was different for a couple different reasons. Just like more people, so I could hang out with different people at different stages for different artists. Like, I still went and saw the Lumineers last year, and that group of friends wasn't going to go do that. And that was an awesome show.
Yeah, that two different types of music.
Reason I say that is because I feel so, and I don't think I'm the only one at camp, but I feel so iffy about bringing new people in to the point where, like, we have to vote you in to be a part of the group. And when somebody shows up that has not been approved by everyone, I get really pissed.
Yeah.
A little pissy.
Well, when we've done it where we're just in such a small group every year too. So like we just had 2 or 3 people go. So expanding to that group setting, last year, that was just very different. Last year I was also fortunate enough to not have to drive down though. We did do group camping, but one of my friends won the VIP meet and greet through Propeller for Odessa. So I was able to get flown down from Milwaukee because my friend invited me to do the VIP package. And
I don't
even
know what Propeller is. What is that?
Propeller, you do different social justice and awareness things, and artists work with Propeller to get people to register to vote, and they get people to just sign up for clean initiatives and those kinds of things. So they have these different packages that artists put in, and it's not just Bonnaroo. They do stuff for other festivals. I know they had one for Electric Forest that a couple of my friends were excited to attempt to do this year. But yeah, he was able to win it and got to do VIP, and that
does
not
suck.
Doing that drive. Yeah.
No kidding.
It's hard to go back, man. It's hard to go back.
I'm telling you, you ain't going to do it again. You're not going to do it again. How did you get your gear there though?
They provided the gear for us. So they had purchased a tent and some sleeping bags and stuff. So that was included in the VIP package. So it was like, here's all your stuff. You'll set it up when you get there, which was reasonable. Like set up a tent. Gone camping and stuff before.
Was there somebody meeting you there with all the gear?
Yeah.
Did you have to go pick it up?
So we flew in, took the airport shuttle. We were dropped off and we met with somebody. It was a little dicey because the space is so big and you don't know what time we're arriving exactly. And so they had to get over there, and then they got us through. They shipped our bags over to where our site was, so we didn't have to carry everything. And then just dropped us off, and we set up our site, and we were good to go for the weekend. And they also provided a few other things for us upon request. So we asked if we could get one of those like reflective tarps for a sunshade, because if we don't have a canopy next to us, they're not going to buy one of those for us. But to have like one of those sunshades so we could sleep in a little longer in our tent.
Nice. So you want a VIP experience and then made off the menu demands.
Yeah, I like
that
it.
That is
That's
bold.
Strong.
That is a Brad guy move.
That's
that
strong.
That is a very good Brad guy move.
That's strong.
And it was really cool, too, because Odessa is my favorite artist. So for my friend to have invited me to go do something like that, that was really special for me
That's
my favorite place in the world. Yeah.
Yeah,
was, that's a good friend.
It was surreal.
You know, I was just sitting here. You're talking about just going with 1 or 2 people. I'm almost thinking the other way, Brad. I like our larger group because it just that being if one or the other of you isn't having a good day or doesn't like the act or, you know, the relying on each other for entertainment, you got to be really good friends.
Yeah, I like the bigger the group because it allows for more people to laugh at my jokes about Brian Stone. I always like the bigger. No, I don't mind the bigger group. It's the I have one problem with the new people that show up, just one, and it's smoking. I cannot stand smoking at camp. It drives me absolutely batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Smoking what?
My God. the cigarettes and it's always just so gross, and it's always just like the grossest like look when you're just sitting around camp.
Yeah, no.
And my friend group doesn't do that, so we're fortunate enough to do that.
That's what I mean, man. You got to be very selective about who you're going to spend 5 days with or six if you're traveling and all that. Yeah. So
how many people are in your group then? Because I know you're like, we have to control our group size, but like last year we ended up doing group camping and we combined with another group because we couldn't find enough people, because you have like a minimum of 24 people, I think, per group. So how many people do you have in your group?
Well, we are not in group camping, so it's sort of a malleable number. It's whoever we can fit in the space that we have police taped off, if I can put it that way. Because we get there so early, we are like the total tools that police tape.
Yeah, we're those guys.
This wooded area that you can't. Yeah, I mean, it's really, really shitty of us. But, I mean, we have so many people that eventually show up. So by the end of the weekend, I'm going to say, Barry, we've got 30.
Yeah, we've had easily that many. The hard part, Phil, is like Brad and I get there Wednesday night. And we tape this thing off, and there's six of us, right? And so the cars will drive by, and they'll stop, and you can see them, you know.
Like, what the heck?
And our perimeter is just like, you know, old busted-ass tents that we're not going to use. And we're just like, oh, this is our campsite for Gary. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Literally. But it's just the biggest problem is cars. You know, I have to go. I've got the job of going to get everybody and bringing them in because they can't bring their cars. Somebody does have a car, it becomes even more difficult because the space is only mapped out for the people who can have their own little space. And then when I got to jam a, you know, Toyota 4Runner in somewhere, it just doesn't ever work.
We end up filling it up by Saturday. So, I mean, it's...
Oh, man, yeah, but it's gotten earlier and earlier. By Thursday evening, we start to worry. We start looking around and seeing if we can siphon off somebody else's spot at that point. But luckily, we've been in the same, literally the exact same spot for probably 4 years in a row now. But the group just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But what are you going to do about it? And that's what makes it so great, and that's why we enjoy it so much. You never know who you're going to pop into when you get to camp. Our group is a lot like yours in that we don't ever see the same show with each other. So I can always count on coming back to camp and hearing what else was happening on the farm no matter what, because somebody at our space was at the Gore show. You know, somebody was at John Prine.
Right.
That makes things a lot easier.
What was this year going to be like after doing the VIP? Like, I mean, we joked. It's hard to go back, man. Once you,
I know.
it's the $100 bottle of wine, right? Don't ever drink it.
Yep. It was going to be hard. I was planning on just doing general admission and doing the group camping and all that stuff. Like I was planning on doing originally in 2019. But yeah, it's going to be a lot more difficult to go back, just to be so close and to not have to wait in line, just all those little things that the VIP experience offered. A lot of it was really great.
So you wouldn't get the VIP again?
No, I like the experience of just being out in camp. And I know you guys have talked about like not being out there and that kind of thing, but just being out in camp with everyone else and just kind of see what's going on and what you run into.
Am I mistaken here? Do you have a tattoo on your left shoulder of Bonnaroo?
Oh, is that, nice.
That, no, it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. On the very top nice. Of the symbol is the arch from the 2013 year, which is the first year I went to. So
Barry has it too, but it's on his lower back.
Yeah, and it's
a cross. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit misshapen these days.
Yeah, it's bigger than it used to be. We'll put it that way.
his arch has turned into a squarch.
That's committed, man. When did you get the tattoo?
2 years ago. Right before, I said 2 years ago? Yeah, it was 2 years ago in 2018, and it was about a month before we went to Bonnaroo as well. So had to take good care of it leading up to it and kept it covered during the day still. In the evening, I was able to take it off to kind of let it air out, but it healed great and everything. So
that's fortunate. I find this to be so interesting, Barry, because imagine loving a brand so much that you put it on your body.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. I mean, I find that to be, I mean, that if I was one of the AC guys, I think that would probably send me into panic attack. You know, somebody loves this so much, they're willing to tattoo it on their body. I could really screw this up.
Yeah,
that's a lot of pressure you're putting on yourself.
And plus, a guy from Minneapolis, which is a pretty good music town, right? So what, you know, what is it about Bonnaroo? I mean, 2013's a pretty good first one to go to, obviously.
Oh yeah.
That was a pretty magical year. So was it, what, let me ask it this way, what did you expect, and then what was the reality of it? And you've already said you had car trouble, you had all kinds of trouble. So that's the thing. A couple of people we've talked to, you know, it's like Brad's t-shirt. It's never not great, right? Even with problems, it's still worth going back. So what was the deal?
I have no idea. We went in 2013 and we had just so much fun despite all the little things that went wrong, and especially how hot it was that year. I don't know if it was just because it was our first year and the first time being down in the Tennessee heat in June, but I just remember that year being extremely hot and we decided to still come. I think the biggest thing was just the live music itself and getting to see this diverse group of artists from around the world come and play. Like, got to see McCartney play. I got to see Kendrick Lamar play on that Sunday in Macklemore, and then follow that up with Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, which was one of the coolest shows ever that I've been to. Especially for that year. I just think it's the journey to get down and the journey to get back, and just enjoying myself. It's like my vacation.
That's so animal chin of you.
Yeah. It's also kind of my vacation because for my work, I'm busy between January and the first Monday in June. And then from there, the rest of the year, we're more free to take vacation and those kinds of things. So it's really
worked
out. What
do you do, taxes?
I'm an actuary who submits Medicare bids for Part D.
Okay.
So I get to
Why
do...
Why is that the most busiest time of the year for you?
We have to submit our pricing to the government by the first Monday in June. So there's a lot of iterations and planning and those kinds of things that go into
it. So it literally works out perfect.
Yeah.
Because And
but
so
then I could never
that...
go to Coachella, which I'm fine with.
Yeah. So when that happens, you just get, you know, how much time do they give you off after all of that? Because I guarantee you they don't give you a day before, you know, the first Monday in June.
They give me what I want, pretty much.
Wow.
From there on out. I mean, I have my limit. I think it's 20-something days of
If you were to go down to Bonnaroo and you could make, you know, a 10-day journey out of it. You could leave.
I could.
Okay.
We usually leave on Tuesday in the evening and drive overnight to get there Wednesday, so we can traditionally try to get a better camping spot. With group camping last year, it helped because we did have our reserved place for everybody. So we'll probably end up doing that again because less time sensitive, but it's always fun to get there on Wednesday.
Yeah,
we've discovered it makes for a long week, but it is a good day, and it makes Thursday even better.
Yeah, and then I usually take the following Monday and Tuesday off. Mondays for driving and Tuesdays for recovery, because I will be useless at work if I go to work that Tuesday.
I tell you, one of the biggest things that I can say, especially for the Tennessee folk, you know, we were in Chattanooga for a long time, and if you live in Nashville or Chattanooga or anything that's within a short drive home, you need to take that Monday and Tuesday off. There's nothing about life on Tuesday that makes any lick of sense. It doesn't feel good. It's still like there's still dirt somewhere. Nothing about it works for me going back to work. the 2 days after Bonnaroo. But good for you, driving all that way for all that time. What was the what was 2020's? Who was your star? Who were you going to see? What was your lineup like?
I actually broke this down by day in preparation for this. So Thursday, I was mostly excited to see an artist called Cursa. He's an electronic producer. I believe he's from the UK. Huh. And it's just something very different. He plays kind of his own genre of music called Neurohop. So I don't know. It's something. Brad, we can just classify that into EDM for you.
What in the world is Neurohop? I'm just now learning EDM. You can now start giving me side projects too with Neurohop. It sounds like a IPA. Neurohop.
Did it win a blue ribbon?
No, it didn't. No, it's not a blue ribbon. I see. That's an interesting poll because I don't even remember that name on the lineup.
I don't either.
To be honest with you,
I don't either.
I don't either.
Yeah, and I can't remember too much else from Thursday. There was just, I think I was just going to do the same thing I was going to do last year, which is kind of meander around on Thursday and save myself for the other 3 days, because the other 3 days are absolutely stacked. For Friday, I was mostly excited to see Tool. And that kind of grew while listening to the lineup. And my roommate's a huge Tool fan. So he actually ended up buying a ticket for September because he says June is too hot for him. So I don't know what logic went in there, but it would have been really fun to see that.
Your friend is obviously not from Tennessee.
Yeah.
September is not much better.
He likes
September
the cold.
Probably is, yeah, well, September is probably, and we tried to say this on the show earlier, September is probably going to be hotter than June. For some reason in Tennessee, the summer has moved back about 3 weeks. It is as hot in the middle of September and the late September as it is in first of August. It is miserable.
Yeah. I mean, what is this? This is the 7th and it's 90 degrees today. So, yeah, it's warm.
Yeah. I mean, look how and imagine how your friend would have felt if he would have if you had to choose, by the way, a September Bonnaroo or a June Bonnaroo, considering the weather that we had this year.
Yeah.
For the festival that we didn't get to go to, your friend made a bad choice.
That was just cruel.
By the way, when was the rescheduled date, Barry? Was it supposed to be next week or this week?
Two weekends, right?
Two weekends,
24th.
24th.
Like okay, so end of September.
I think we can go ahead and, I mean, it's not a secret. They're going to be doing something on that weekend. So we'll be talking about that on the show soon enough. I know we'll have Jeff Cuellar back on. We're already talking about it. I think they're going to make an announcement.
I swear to God, if he doesn't show up in his banana suit, I'm ending the call immediately. So you said Thursday, back for a second on Thursday. I remember I was almost sort of like you in that Thursday didn't really have the punch that I remember most Thursdays having. And, you know, I think I've said it on here. I don't care.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't care. Friday was so big. I don't need Thursday to be.
Usually on Thursday, something that we do that I know has not been talked on the podcast before is we usually do the Bonnaroots dinner as a group just to kind of start off the weekend right.
So, yeah, they do that. They do that big, long, expansive table.
Yeah.
You've done that before?
We've done that the last 4 years or something like that.
Really?
And it's been really fun every year. We could sit by different people from around the country. And then 1 year, we were actually sitting across from some of the AC Entertainment guys that booked the lineup. Or at least that's what they told us. And so we got to talk with them and they provided some insight. We talked a little bit about Prince and stuff too. Since we're from Minnesota and we're like, was that ever on the table? And this is after his passing. Was this ever on the table? And kind of indicated yes. So
That's what they told us at the beginning of the season, that, they had it booked. And then
he
passed away.
So the Bonnaroots dinner remind me about they do that where? They do that in a certain camp.
They do that over by the, I think it's called the Solar Stage.
They actually do it in Centeroo?
Yeah, it's in Centeroo. So they do it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening in Centeroo. I think they have like a long salad table thing, and that might be outside of the Centeroo grounds.
Interesting.
But,
I've forgotten about
Thursday.
There's
so many things, Brad, that we just have not done.
Barry, it's that and the 5K I always seem to forget about.
I was going to say, that's something
I didn't forget about it.
I think I watched it one year.
I'm not running still 3.2 miles in the heat in June, even if it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not going to be up.
What was that band that you, that artist, that EDM artist you said on Friday, Lucid?
No, what was it?
Cursive?
Cursa.
Cursa.
K-U-R-S-A on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, on Thursday. Okay, gotcha. All right. Sorry. Anyway, I interrupted your lineup.
No problem. Saturday, I was looking forward to seeing the Nelly show. I thought that would have been really, really cool.
Yeah,
he just needed to get, his boss at Subway to give him the shift off.
Yep.
But I'm sure he would have been a great show. No, I really would. I was really excited about that. That was one of those wow moments that when you get the lineup and you look through and you see all the headliners and you love every, like, oh my God, this is so great. It takes the second and third pass to realize that Nelly and
third
Swing
and fourth
Grammar,
and fifth pass.
I'd say we went through this. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think it's the nostalgia of that show would have been really, really cool. I've seen many of the artists that were playing that day anyway, so I was kind of like, well, maybe I'll just go see that and make that my one thing that I have to see for that day.
Man, so because Saturday to me was there's nothing to compare Friday with, but Saturday would have been a light day, and your big thing would have been like, oh, I'll sit around and wait for Nelly.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's a good lineup.
Yep.
We'll see if what they can bring back. We talked about that a little bit earlier. What are the chances of bringing the same lineup back, and does it make sense?
I'm sorry. I just now noticed, it's been so long since I've looked at this lineup because, turns out it didn't happen.
Yep.
But I looked at the bottom of the Saturday. There's a band named Lick.
It's an EDM artist.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. All right. I don't.
It's not for you, Brad. I promise.
Okay.
It's barely for me.
This was going to be the year that Brad got hooked on EDM. I could just tell.
Brad, we were going to bring you to that Big Wild show, and you were going to have a blast.
I like Big Wild. Don't get me wrong. I like Big Wild a lot.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I like Big Wild because there's instrumentation in it, and there's
It's
just oonchka oonchka oonchka.
Right.
But 100%. Like I had to, like, look at this. I haven't gone through this either. Jupiter and Aquas.
Don't know.
I know. This was the point of the show, Barry.
Yeah.
And then all hell broke loose.
Yeah. Well, then they put together a lineup like that. You know.
I mean, they literally could just put bullshit at the bottom of these days, and we wouldn't know because we never even got there. Right, Jupiter and Aquas, Nullifer, Yanya. These are just – this is Lord Taco's Twitter account. This is nonsense. Who in the world is Dr. Frex, Fresh, and Slow Tie?
Slow Tie is a grime rapper from the UK. I've listened to a few things from him, so I know who Slow Tie is.
these genre things are getting really annoying to me. Grind rapper?
Grime
rapper. Okay,
nice.
This is getting way too much for me.
Write it down, Brad.
Grime rapper.
Can't keep up. Can't keep up with it.
Grime rapper is literally what you are on Sunday at Bonnaroo. Is a grime rapper.
And what did you say Cursa was? Neuro-hop.
Can I redo my draft? I've got a few additions.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that Barry didn't take Lick with the second one.
If we'd have gone one more round, if it had gone six, I would have.
Man, so not only do we thank you for being a Patreon, thanks for joining us on the show today, man. We're sorry that 2020 didn't happen, but, I have a feeling 2021 is it's going to have to be one of these days where I hope that, some of these bands drop out and we can have just a headlining slot where it's just us hanging out.
That'd be great.
Because that feels like what we all need to do is just to get back together and just use that for one night. Well,
along those lines, let me ask you, Phil, how do you see next year going? I assume you'll go. What are you hoping?
If it happens and it's safe, I'll go.
Well, that's that if it's safe thing. What are the criteria going to be do you think that that will you either pull the trigger or not next year, or 2022, whenever it is that we come back?
I think it'll be whether COVID is controlled reasonably, higher risk person. So try to social distance in most instances as best as possible. So trying to make that work as best as possible, and not have to deal with it. I think if other people are going from my friend group, they'll go, but I don't see them doing that unless there's some reasonable, safe amount of level. Yeah. Like, I can't see, like, if it's even dicey, I can't see them doing the Bonnaroo dinner or something like that.
My next part of my question is, yeah, right now, today, would you say you're less likely to go, or you know, more likely to work hard to make it happen kind of thing, if that makes sense?
I think I'm more willing to work hard to make it happen.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And it's an interesting question because it's totally improbable. I mean, it's a question that is
yeah,
not necessary, but I wouldn't, I mean, I'm not going. If the facts on the ground is you're giving me the option of today, not a chance.
Yeah.
Not today.
Yeah. But you know, I can't imagine what good. Look, the first thing that we got to do is get through, you know, a election season.
Yeah.
What's going to happen between now and November 3rd is a fake vaccine, and then on November 4th that vaccine won't exist. So it's going to be the front of the year before we even know if a vaccine is plausible. And then that vaccine, you know, I have very big doubts depending on who is administering it and who is the, you know, in charge of the government. I don't necessarily know if I want to put that in my body.
There's no way. No. I mean, I think back of all the, you know, the things that they used to give pregnant women and all that, the reactions that they're finding out decades later. Mm-mm.
But look at what happened with Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford rushed a vaccine to the market, and all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in the White House taking it, and they have no idea what the ramifications of it are. And, you know, it's weird that there's only one person that we really can trust, or at least me. I mean, if Tony Fauci says this vaccine's okay, all right. Good to go.
We'll
I'll take it.
We'll
but
see.
I don't have any confidence in these people to make a non-political decision.
Right. Do you think that Bonnaroo is potentially planning on postponing till September of 2021?
Yes.
That would be my guess too, based on where we're at right now. Like, even if for whatever reason a vaccine comes out in November, just to get everybody vaccinated and make sure things are working and yada yada, you can't plan and anticipate for June at this point, because it takes years, or a year at least.
Yeah, and I'm totally okay with a September 2021.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, and mostly because of what we were told. The last conversation I had with the head of a certain division, they're planning on nothing happening in the spring. So, I mean, you can very much look, with September, the middle of September now, Coachella's lineup usually comes out around Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong about that? I might be a little off. But somewhere at the end of the year, you've got, you know, the Coachella lineup coming up. You are going to see, I'm putting my money on, Coachella figuring out a way to delay it too. And so the second they delay, because they can't put a spring festival together. And that's what I was told. I was told that you can basically wipe out all of the spring for major events like this. Now, the thing that I think for Barry and I are important is getting these local music venues going. We are about to hit phase three. I don't know what Minnesota is like, but, you know, we have been struggling in Louisiana for, you know, the better part of the last month and a half, ever since July 4th, with phase two. We've been in and out, in and out, in and out, and we're finally going to get to phase three sometime next week. And even in phase three, they're limiting the amount of public events that you can do. Here's what's going to change that in this city. The New Orleans Saints, and LSU football, they are not going to – this city is going to erupt and riot if they can't go to a large venue and watch LSU football and the New Orleans Saints. Stupid as that sounds, but that's what's going to happen. And the ramifications of that, we just don't know. We've got to, in my, I hate saying this, but we've got to let's put it this way. We don't have to do anything. But it would be beneficial, maybe, to see if we can start doing some of these. And I don't know what the limitations are. I'm not a lawmaker, but we've got to give some of these a try and see if we can if we can at least make it through.
We've been doing a lot of that here. High school football has been going. You know, some of the other high school sports have been going. Local promoters have done some concerts, and so they did a film.
How are they doing with fans in the stands at the high school games there?
Bad. I mean, they're grouping together. You know, the pictures I've seen, they're all other than the masks on some faces or down around their necks, which is just the silliest thing.
Okay, so my question is, how are they holding space for them? You're telling me that they're basically, there's no rules whatsoever.
It's not quite that, and it varies from school to school, but some of the pictures that I've seen, you know, like, what are you doing? And now they'll be spacing on the sides, and the numbers are down. They're somehow keeping it's not like a full stance, but they're still. So we'll see. And, you know, this weekend, Labor Day, the holidays always seem to see a spike.
Yeah, we never bounce back from July 4th. But, you know, to the point that I was trying to make is Coachella is a massive entity with 80,000, 100,000 people over 2 weekends. We're not ready for
that.
You know, not ready for that.
Totally
agree.
But
can we get 2,500 or 5,000 people in an outdoor space to watch a big screen television of a football game? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't know. I sure as hell would like to give it a try, though.
Here in Minnesota, we have the issue of it's cold. Yeah. It'll be cold here in 2 months, so outdoor stuff happens, but not to the extent that people like to enjoy the outdoors as much.
So a friend of mine, what part of Minnesota are you in, by the way?
Minneapolis.
Okay, my friend of mine just moved to Minneapolis, right? He's running the classic rock station there.
And oh, nice.
He told me that, and I didn't know this about Minneapolis, but everything has like overhead tunnels to get you from building to building.
There are skyways that connect downtown.
I had no idea.
So you get into the parking garage, wherever you find space to park, and you hop in and you just traverse the whole city.
And
same
Barry,
with St. Paul.
Another thing I've never been to Minneapolis, you can walk down the street. There are heat lamps over the sidewalks.
Yep. In certain places in downtown, you got heat lamps there and heat at the bus stops as well while you're waiting for the bus.
So my point is if Minneapolis can do this, Barry,
with
heat lamps over the sidewalks and skyways, why can't Bonnaroo give me some damn air conditioning somewhere? just
Giant
here
fan.
And there. If they can figure it out in a major city, come on, guys.
Yeah, well, you know, they probably will one day.
A mister. Just a mister.
Yeah.
We can't get
they have that. They have AC in the media tent. You know, again, not everybody gets to go in there.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to create heat than it is to remove heat.
Dr. Taco.
Man, Taco.
Earlier today, we learned that eyeballs are in the head, Phil. I don't know if you knew
Taco
that.
Taco nailed it. Man, Phil, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being a Bonnaroovian, and hopefully we'll see you very soon on the farm in Manchester come 2021 sometime.
Thanks so much, Phil.
Thanks, buddy. See you soon.
Much. This is great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
See you.
Oh, Phil, wonderful Patreon. If you want to join the Patreons, you can, thewhatpodcast.com. What is the direct link to the Patreon there, LT?
Patreon.com/thewhatpodcast.
Hey, that's easy. It's like you've planned that or something. All right. Vote on who you think the team is the best Bonnaroo starting five that you can on Twitter, the_what_podcast, of course. You'll be choosing Brad's team. Because we cannot let Barry's disaster result in a Lord Taco wipeout.
Yeah,
all right? We're going to have to band together as a Bonnaroovian thing and fight these two people who obviously schemed this together. This was a total scheme. I've been working this whole time. And
this was your idea.
You guys scammed me through this. I know it. I'm having
By the way,
in the midst of it.
Is there a prize for the winner, or?
Yeah, a mixtape.
A mixtape.
Nice.
Yeah. Winner gets a mixtape. Yeah.
Nice.
Winner gets a mixtape.
All right.
Vote now on the What Podcast, the What_Podcast on Twitter. I guess we can do one on Instagram too, there, buddy. Right.
Maybe.
No. Yeah, you can do a. Oh, you might.
But then, if you're running two different polls, I mean, who? How do you? Do you just? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
At the end, you just declare me the winner.
That's okay.
It's there. You go. It's rigged.
Anything else before we get out of here, guys?
No, just, you know, look for another show next week. We should be having Jeff Cuellar on sometime in the next several days.
And remind everyone who Jeff Cuellar is?
Jeff Cuellar is, he has some long title, vice president of...
He's got a long what?
Title.
Got it.
Whatever. He's with AC Entertainment. This will be the first sort of update we've gotten since all of this has happened.
No kidding. Since we were at the AC building.
So, yeah, I'm sure we'll have lots of questions for Jeff. And he's, as you remember, one of our favorite guests. Very informative about the industry.
We haven't had him on in 2 years, have we?
It's been a long time.
It's been almost 2 years.
Do we have him on for the Moon River show? We didn't have him on for Moon River.
No.
No, okay. All right,
No, we had Brad from AC.
We had Brad.
From Moon River.
And Drew.
Drew.
Yep. And then Brian and Ted and
Steve. Well,
Barry, I hope your day gets better.
it just did.
Okay. Because it's over.
See you guys.
We'll talk to you next week on the What Podcast. Love you, bye.
All right.
Hey. How y'all feeling? Journey through the stories that define the artist playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.